everybody, and welcome to today's Heartbeat. I'm going to share with you a scripture that many of us have heard read. We've read it ourselves, we've heard it at Mass as a gospel reading, but I want to put a different bent on it a little bit. And I want to talk about how important carers are, how often we need to care for the carers. Now, who are carers? Carers are anyone who care for someone else. So it can be a husband, a wife, a mother or father caring for children. But it can be a family member caring for another family member who maybe not be well for a season, a time, but it might be a long season, a long time. It might be permanent carer. Maybe your mother or your father has dementia or Alzheimer's and you care for them. It can be other carers who, yes, they're employed in their position, but they have a caring heart. They care for people. Maybe you care for your neighbour. Just you look out for them. You make sure you can do the odd jobs for them. When you notice, or even if they put up their hand and say, I need help, how you need, they might ask for help, that you then care for them. And carers are so important. Jesus pointed this out to us. Let me read the scripture. And it's found in Matthew chapter 25, verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. So this is at the end of time when God's glory will be revealed to all. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, just as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? When was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these, who are members of my family, you did it to me. Wow. Jesus is telling us, if we care for anybody, the least to the greatest, because in God's eyes, we are all the same. But he's looking at, you know, those who can't feed themselves, can't get themselves a drink, can't care for themselves, can't look after themselves. He's saying, you fed them, you gave them a drink, you visited them. Those who are in prison, not necessarily are in a prison jail, but you can be in a prison in your life, stuck. No way out, don't know how to get out. And someone comes and visits you. Someone comes and cares for you, comforts you, welcomes you. Do you know how many people with dementia and Alzheimer's are like strangers at times? They don't have the memories of even knowing their family members. They're a stranger to they're not a stranger to you, but you're a stranger to them. And you go and care for them. You welcome them. You share with them. You dress them. You take them out. You visit them. You feed them. You nourish them. You love them. Jesus is saying here, the carers who care, anyone who cares, you did it to me. You didn't just do it to humanity. You did it to me because these are my children. Jesus is within each of us. And we then have fed him, nourished him, given him a drink, cared for him. So it is so important, the role of these carers. So important. I know people have often this extra gifting that it just comes more naturally. And for those who it's not as natural, how wonderful then is when you do give or help or share or love someone else. You care for them because it's not a natural thing that's gifted in you. You know, when we notice people, we notice they're in difficulty, they're in pain, they're in grief, whatever it might be. And we give them a smile. We give them a hug. We write them a note. We help them in no matter how we can. Give them a lift to the shops. Whatever it might be, Jesus notices. He notices that at the end of time when we sit before him and he separates those who are sheep and who are goats, those who have followed the shepherd and those who have not. He acknowledges the caring people, the people who have loved no matter what. Have loved, Jesus says, love your enemies. Jesus will notice because it's so easy to love your friends. We should acknowledge highly those who do care in our society. Yes, and I know it's often a job that's been paid so people can do it. And maybe I've seen some carers who are nurses or carers in an institution, and they just sometimes, maybe they're having a bad day, but they sometimes be impatient and they're gruff because they are human too. Humanity can get upon them, life can get upon them, and they don't mean to be gruff to the person. What happens? We are so often gruff to our people that we love, and to strangers we're kinder. But when you're in your work situation all the time, these people become part of your family and you can get gruff with them. Sometimes the gruffness, though, is a caring thing because you know they won't listen if you're not a little bit gruff. But these people who care, who truly care, and you notice, those of you who've been in hospital, those of you who've been at the doctors, those of you who've been in a nursing home, those of you who've just been at the shops or wherever, and you see or notice, or it happens to you, someone who cares about you, it makes you smile. It makes your life lighter. It makes your burdens lighter to carry. Because it's if these carers have taken the burdens upon themselves and lifted the load off you and you cope better. Because they saw you. They saw you were thirsty. They saw you were hungry. They saw you were needy. They saw you were lonely. They saw you needed a lift down the shops because your legs weren't working well. It matters. It matters to people. It matters to God. So let us celebrate these carers and let us ourselves try and care more for those who need, those that are the least in this world. May we care for them. May we love them. May we be Jesus to them, because we're actually looking after the Jesus in them too. Have a blessed week, and I'll see you again next week.